The Czech Republic will insist on the expanded use of nuclear energy and will seek a location for the possible construction of a third nuclear source, Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kuba stated in Prague on Thursday at the International Energy Forum. The location for a third nuclear site will be sought in addition to the completion of the nuclear power plant Temelín in southern Bohemia and in addition to the extension of the service life of the Dukovany plant in southern Moravia until the year 2035, the minister said. The Industry and Trade Ministry is drafting a strategy that will set conditions for the Czech power sector for another 25 or 30 years. Plans should be completed in mid-2012 and are expected to outline conditions for plants, which will be expected to cover more than half of domestic power consumption. New reactors at Temelín are to be fully completed and operational by the year 2025. In addition to pushing nuclear power, Mr. Kuba stressed that the Czech Republic would not support renewable energy sources unless they produced power at a reasonable price.
In related news, the Russian company Rosatom Overseas from the Rosatom Group signed a memoranda of understanding with 10 Czech and Slovak firms this week on possible future cooperation during the completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia. The Czech and Slovak companies will become subcontractors to Rosatom subsidiaries Atomstroy Export and Gidropress if the Russian firms end up winning the tender. Atomstroy Export and Gidropress are taking part in a consortium together with a Czech company, Škoda JS. Under the proposal, Czech companies would also have the opportunity to participate in the development of Russian nuclear power plants around the world. Among the companies planning to cooperate with the Russians are the Czech firms INC Energo, ETD Transformatory, Kabelovna Kabex and others. The companies received a catalogue of 4,000 products and services which Rosatom is looking for in the production of power plants. The value of the project to complete Temelín has been estimated at between 200 and 300 billion crowns.
Czech car maker Škoda Auto raised consolidated profit by 82% to 16.1 billion crowns in 2011 and its sales grew by 15% to 252.6 billion, the company said at a press conference this week. Škoda already announced in January it sold a record 879,000 cars last year. This is a year-on-year growth of 15%. Its global market share reached 1.4%. The highest growth last year was in Russia, where Škoda raised sales by 63%, that's 74,000 cars. Sales in India, meanwhile, increased by 50% to 30,000 units, and sales in China and Eastern Europe also went up more than one-fifth. In China, that meant 220,000 cars, and in Eastern Europe, a little over 34,000.
One-third of Czechs will be unable to save a single crown a month this year, compared to 38% last year, a survey by consumer loan provider Home Credit has suggested. The number of people who were earlier able to save higher amounts of money decreased as well. The numbers were released this week. Growing prices of mandatory expenditures have had an impact on household budgets, Home Credit said. On the other hand, the number of Czechs who save up to 2,500 crowns per month grew. Home Credit conducted the poll in the Czech Republic as well as a similar one in Slovakia in February. In the Czech Republic, it relied on 468 respondents.
According to recent reports, Czech firms have solidified their position on the world market regarding nanotechnology, that following the Nanotech International Trade Fair held in Tokyo last month. It was the first appearance at the fair by Czech companies. 10 firms took part, with participation having been organized by Czech Invest and Czech Trade, with help from the Czech Embassy in Japan. Industry observers have noted that Advanced Materials JTJ Limited was judged by organizers as a firm with the greatest potential for Japanese partners. The company reportedly has drawn interest in Asia, also in Mongolia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Malaysia. Advanced Materials is a developer and producer of photocatalytic coating materials.